Thanks for coming, everyone. Fech, Jeremy for Masada. You know something is up. Something is very special. When you begin the Seder, and those of you who are familiar with the Shabbos of Skinu Sudasas, the Shabbos of Skinu Sudasas, Shkaich. So every Suda has its name. Friday night is called the Suda Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, the Holy Apples of the Field. Shabbos Day, Shal Shudas. Every Suda has its name. The name for the Suda of the Pesach Seder is called Tavos. That's the reason for us on the side. When we begin the Seder, we begin with the following. For arranging the heavenly Sudas of Melech. We say, Dahi Sudasa, the Kuchibichu Shente. This is the Suda of Kuchibichu Shente. So, must be something very special. And not that we know what this means, Yichu Kuchibichu Shente, the entire Avodas HaChaim is about this sinyan of being miyachid kuchibichu shente. But if this is the suda of yichid kuchibichu shente, there must be something very special going on. Everything which we do is always the shem yichid kuchibichu shente b'shem kol Yisrael. And this is the suda of that. No suda of the rest of the year is called the suda of kuchibichu shente. As if to say, and this was true by many tzaddikim, they considered the night of Pesach to be the tachlis of the whole year. It's interesting, because if the year begins in Nisan, so we would think and expect that the Seder would be the beginning of the journey of the year. Which makes sense, because all good things begin with Kabbalah Satara, that's Shavuos. And certainly the Pesach is the beginning of the Hachana for Kabbalah Satar. We can't do anything in Torah Makabal Tar. So Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim. Not like a Jew that he's leaving his captivity, his servitude. He's becoming a Jew. And he's on his way now to be Makabal Tar. And now he can begin the year with Torah in his hand. He's lots of things to do when he was Makabal Tar. So on a certain level, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is considered to be the formation of Klal Yisrael as a nation. And now we can begin our journey. In fact, the Chassam Sefer points out, why don't we make a bracha on the Magid? He says, you can't make a bracha before the Magid, because it's along the lines of that which Halacha states, that a ger doesn't make a bracha before his tefillah. Only when he's a Jew he can make a bracha. And so what he brings out in one of his drushim is that the night of the Seder, a Jew becomes a Jew. He becomes a Jew again. And what he was before the Seder, and how he emerges from the Seder, if a Jew goes through it properly, he becomes a different Metzias. The Slonim Rebbe, Reb Shmuel, used to say, he said, Manishtana halayla azim mikol halaylas. He would teach, Ma hishtanas higilacha milayla zu. What difference did you make from in this night? How are you different now tonight than you were before this night? And that means to say, that whether it's the Ben Chacham, or the Ben Rasha, the Ben Tam, the Einei De Elishol, and nobody is left out. Every single person who comes to the Seder can associate with one of these Arba Banim. And the Arba Banim, of course, correspond to the questions of the Manish Tana. Every single person has to see himself in this category. That whether he's a Chacham or a Rasha or a Talmid or a Lishol, his question which he's asking himself, and this is in the beginning of the Seder, he says to himself, Manish Tana Lailas and Mikol Lailas. He says, after a night like this, of so many mitzvahs, of Sipritzias Mitzrayim, such a Hisarius Malamala, this person should feel that it's impossible to go through a night like this and not to feel that on some level that he's different than what he was before. And what it means different is not that a person needs to feel that he's floating. The first and most important thing a Jew needs to know is that he has a Muna that he's better than he was before. How could it be that a person eats matzah and he's masabi, he's mitzvah, and he eats afikoyman and he goes through the 15 steps of the Seder? Just such a powerful dose of Kedusha. There's a ha'ar of the Shara Chamishim. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thrusted the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim when they were just at the 50th level of Tumah. Right? And at the 50th level of Tumah, Hashem revealed, we spoke about this recently, that there is no 50th level of Tumah. When you come there, you come to the Shara Chamishim. What there is on the night of Pesach, there's a Ha'ar of Matan Torah. And the sphere means that you have to work your way up to Matan Torah. But there's a Ha'ar of Matan Torah which takes place on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Shara Chamishim. It's not possible that a Jew can be immersed in the Shara Chamishim. And all these mitzvahs are testimony to the fact that there's just huge kedusha. It's just breaks through all barriers, defies all laws. That's what we say in the Pashup Shak. Manishtana halayla hazeh. This day doesn't follow the normal teva of sin. It's not normal teva. It's not even teva of ruchnias. Just a huge dose of kedusha, which is meant that even anybody who sits at the Seder table, even the biggest rasha, will have an aliyah on that night. Certain aids to that is the fact that so many Yidden across the spectrum of Yiddishkeit, whether it's the Reform, the Conservative, or as I saw just today on the computer, that it said that it could be it's recent news or not, it's probably not recent news, that the Conservatives, there was a big, there were Matir Kitnius on Passover. Right? That they were able to find the svara to be matter. Okay, I said, Baruch Hashem, they keep chametz. I didn't even know that they don't eat chametz on Pesach. That's great. But the fact that it's on the radar, someone even comes to the Seder and they're eating matzah, it shows that this night, there's just so much kedusha that it's calling out to Yidden to come. The fact that we begin the year with the Seder, that's the beginning of the journey, is testimony to the fact that if you had to define the Seder as one midah, as one nakuda, so what would you say? Kibi, you smiled, so you must have something to say. Yeah, simcha. You lifted up your hand, you have something to say? No? Emuna. Has to be Emuna. Emuna in the Rabbanu Shlomo. And that's the beginning of our lives. Everything is about Emuna. We begin every single day with Maida Ani. Rab Emuna Secha. Rab Emuna Secha means there's Tam Emuna and there's Rab Emuna Secha. Rab Emuna Secha means that it's Emuna, it's the type of an Emuna which is very, very high Emuna. That's how we begin our day, and that's how we begin the year. Of course, every day has its own nekudah of emuna. That's called emuna. Every day there's emuna. There's shema, there's mantiskar, every day, but that's called Stam Emunah. The night of the Seder, that's called Rav Emunah Sacha. That you're totally engrossed in the Indian of Emunah, qualitatively and quantitatively. It's more important to focus on the qualitatively, but I just want to speak about it a little bit now. Is that a person can go through an entire Seder. If he doesn't have his pulse on the Indian of Emunah, then he missed the boat completely. Not a day of random jumping from one Indian to another Indian, from Kaddish to Urchas, to Karpas, to Yachas. A person can be sitting at the Seder and he can not be experiencing the Seder at all. And what Hashem wants, that a Jew should be totally immersed in Yonim of Emunah. Matzah is called Michla de Mehemnusa. It's the bread of Emunah. Even the food you eat is called Emunah. Everything you do, every move which you make, everything which you speak about, the whole Magid. The Hagid Emunas Chabalelais, it says. The Iker Haggadah is L'Hagid V'Berger Chastecha V'Emunas Chabalelais. And one of the Hishtanuses of the Leil HaSeder, oh wow, Shalom. Yeah, there's a couple chairs. We're going to bring some chairs. Shukar for coming, wow.
We waited outside just to figure out how to get up in 10 minutes, honestly.
You were outside for 10 minutes?
No, I thought it was left.
I'm so sorry.
No, I wasn't. I was very weird about it. I don't know. So.
So we're saying that the beginning of the year is Pesach. Chodesh Elchem Resh Chodashim. In the beginning, there always has to be Emunah. That's why we begin every day. We say, "Moedani lefanecha, Rabbe Munasecha." Rabbe Munasecha implies that there's a very high Emunah which is taking place. The beginning has to be very strong doses, very, very strong. We said the Iker Haggadah is to be Magid and Yonim in Emunah. Idea Munascha Befi. It's a night of Pesach. The Arizal says Pesach, but the mouth speaks. We inaugurate the mouth with the Yonim of Emunah. Like the Pasuk says, we had just mentioned, L'hagid b'boiker chastecha v'munasa b'leilois. L'hagid is a lashon of Haggadah. In the morning, it's chastecha. And in the night, it's Emunascha b'leilois. Mefarshim explained, Manashtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos, that this night is so different than other nights, that this night is so different because it's not a night, it's really a day. That's why the Sfarim say Laila Hazeh. Zeh is a lashon of Behirus, and it's also masculine, which is the Indian of Yom. Zeh Keli Vanvehu. Anything which is Zeh you can point to. In the night you can't see. There's no Zeh in the night. If it's called Halayla Hazeh, that means that it's really a day. And that's why it's so different. Chazal say explicitly that Hashem came into Mitzrayim, that it was like a summer day in that night. It's really a day. It's not a night, that's why we say Hallel at night, that's why we stay up all night. It's really a daytime. Such a tremendous aura at the night of the Seder that it's daytime. So really there's two things. There's two aspects of Magid. There's the Hagid, since it's Boker, you have to be Boker Chastecha. You have to be Makar Tov. That's why, if you take a look, Arami Obeilavi, he gadati hayom Hashem Elokecha. That's the source of the word Haggadah. Targum there says, Odaisi. So I give Haidah to Hashem. Haggadah is a Lashon Haidah. So there's an aspect of Haidah to Leil Seder. That's called Lahagid B'Bergich HaSecha. Mitzad the fact that it's a daytime. So that's called Lahagid. There's a Haggadah of B'Bergich HaSecha. To thank Hashem for His Chasadim. Mitzad that it's a night too. That's called Emunas Chavaleilas. They speak about Hashem's Emunah. That's why we begin every single day with this theme. We say Moida Ani. Moida Ani? That's called Lahagid B'Bergich HaSecha. Rav Emunasecha, the end, that's called Emunasecha Balelos. Because when you wake up in the morning, that's the bridge between the night and the daytime. Right? A Jew is supposed to wake up, like let's say, at Amud HaShachar. And he's already supposed to have said Shema and been davening by Netzachama, right? Right? We do that, Chavar?
Yes.
Right? Unanimous? So what happens is that moment when we wake up, that's called, it's the moment between the night and the day. So Mamela, when you're waking up at that moment, what you say is Maida Ani, mitzad the boker, but Rabba Munasacha mitzad the laila. That Nakuda, that moment called the Muna Shachar, that's like the Pesach, which is the Nakuda Pesach every single day. Emuna Shachar. The darkness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, darkness of Mitzrayim, is called Choshech. The Jewish people left out of that Choshech. The bridge between night and day. Being that the night of the Seder, the Ikar is Emuna. And the Magid is Emuna, and the Matzah is Mechel de Mehemnusa, we're eating Emuna. Let's understand for a moment that this, what's everything in the world has a chitzonius and a pnimius. We always want to find ourselves in the pnimius of things. And things are always evolving. That what was chitzonius yesterday is pnimius today. And what's pnimius today is going to be tomorrow's chitzonius. That's really how it is in the whole Seder Hatzfilah. In Kabbalah, that's mamash how it is. That every single day what we do is we make what's called an aliyah. Called Aliyas Olamos. Chitzonius becomes Pnimius today. And Pnimius becomes even more Pnimius. Every single day, we're removing layers and revealing new depths to things. And so therefore, when a person is a Ben Aliyah, he's finding that concepts in Inyanim or Dirachim and Avodas Hashem, which were okay for me yesterday, are not okay for me today. It doesn't have to be so drastic. It can be from year to year. It can be from years to years. People confuse that with a lack of clarity or bilbul hadas. Many times you could be doing an inyan, and a few years later you change, and somebody will say to you, hey, that's not the way you do things. How come you do it? You used to do it like this, now you do it like that. You don't understand the inyanim, you're back and forth, that's not the answer. The answer is that a person has a certain clarity. And the hanhagas which he conducted himself, even inyanim in halacha, which he observed and which were appropriate for him before, that was okay for that das, for that mensch. Now that I'm a different mensch, and I'm a different das, then that's not okay for me anymore. Classic is, let's say, a person, he didn't keep chalav yisrael, he was chalav stam, and then becomes chalav yisrael. He sees a friend after a few years, they're sitting and they're eating, and he's snacking on his Snickers, and this guy's eating his Pashkas, whatever brand.
Milk Munch.
That's it. So he says, hey, what's going on? What's going on? He says, we used to eat Snickers together. He says, no. He says, and a person will say, well, why, you just changed? You just decided it was not... As if everybody's living the same life, right? Like, you know, a few years later you just decided to change your mind. No, this person's a growing person. This person's a growing person. So what works for him then doesn't work for me now. This works better for me now. It's not that a person that he fluctuates and he's a person of bilbul and lack of clarity. It's called growth. A person should be afraid to grow. And of course, the main thing is to grow in the pnimius. Always the chitzonius should be a reflection of his pnimius. It's not growth to come to a Shabbos tish and to put on a Shabbos bekasheh. Like, oh, now I'm like, now it's really Shabbos. Right? He's wearing a Shabbos tish, bekasheh. Ah. Or if he grows long payas and he's like, oh, now I'm mamisha, real yid now. Everything has to be. That's all these are all good in yonim, but they have to be reflective of what's going on in the pnimius. The person has to have a Rebbe to know too. And then it'll have a kiyum. But if there's nothing internally which is a reflection of that growth, and a person is just being involved in chitzonius, and there's no pnimius, then it's just going to fizzle over time. It's like trying to light a candle, but there's no oil there. It has to be oil. But as soon as the oil is gone, then everything is gone. So we speak about emuna, and there's a chitzonius and pnimius also. Every single day, we say the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Yud Gimel Ikrim. If I had to say if that was a pnimius or chitzonius of emuna, I would say that would be a pnimius emuna. But on a certain level, that's called chitzonius emuna. And of course, it doesn't mean to say chas v'shalom that anything low about that at all. Chitzonis doesn't mean bad. It doesn't mean lesser. You say that al pi halacha, if a person is not mekabel gimel ikrim, then at the very least, you're pargim in your Yiddishkeit. It's pargim Yiddishkeit. Yud gimel ikrim means you better believe in this. This is the least which you need to know in order to make the cut. Now, halavai, we should be b'nei yud gimel ikrim. Not that we need to say it every day, although there were some tzaddikim who said it many times a day. When they wake up in the morning, throughout the day, they would say it many times, yud gimel bal peh, bal peh. The hell that you have to know the yud gimel bal peh. But as well, it's called p'nimius emunah. P'nimius emunah means that, at least for right now, before we move weiter in this inyan, p'nimius emunah means that wherever you're holding in your emunah right now, you know that there's even higher levels of emunah to come. It should be something very clear to a person, is that wherever he's holding in emunah, he has to have emunah in his emunah. Because as all the tzaddikim say, emunah means not something which you understand, emunah means something which you don't understand. It's that gray, it's that darkness that a person does not yet understand, but he knows that there's light there too. That there's levels of emunah which he hasn't yet achieved. A person can ask a shayla, he has a kasha, what do you mean? I know the yigim alakim, I believe in the yigim alakim, what else is there to know? It's a fair kasha. The first thing that a Jew needs to know is that there's more to know about the Ribbono Shel Olam than he understands right now. The Chazal tell us in the Gemara that there's a gzeirah shava between Pesach and Sukkot. It's called Tesvav. That they both fall out on the 15th day of the month, and they're both either the first month of the year or the seventh month of the year, depending whether Tishrei is the beginning or Nisan. They stand like this to each other, back to back. We know that Pesach, the Iker is the Matzah, it's called the Chag HaMatzos, and the Zohar calls that the Michlad HaMemusa, the Bread of Emunah. Sukkot is called Chag HaSukkos, and the Sukkot is called Tzilad HaMemusa, the Shade of Emunah. Now what's the difference between the Shade of Emunah and the Food of Emunah? The thing is that in Pnimei Satar we have what's called Oros Makifin and Oros Pnimei, that which surrounds you and that which goes inside of you. The difference between that which goes inside of you and that which surrounds you is that which goes inside of you means that you're able to absorb it and you understand it. Whereas that which surrounds you means you don't have the cabling yet to understand it. But it still has a shaykhis to you because it's around you. And so it gives you light, meaning that even though you don't understand it, you can still live with it and it's still connected and it makes sense to you, even though you can't be masbirit. Can't put it into words, but you live with that inyan because you have a shaykhis from the fact that it's near you and close by. So we have the Tzilud HaMemunusa, which is called the Makifin, which means that it's a certain das, which a person does not yet understand. And then there's what's called Pesach, when you eat the matzah. Eating the matzah means that you absorb and you understand. And then Emunah, which you didn't understand before, you now make a kinyan on that and you understand it even now. And the relationship, Rabbi Yisrael, between Sukkot and Pesach and the Gzeir Shava, is that Pesach is really the next stage of Sukkot. Is that those very same lights, which by Sukkot time were called Oros Makifin, that Tzilad HaMemunusa which surrounded you, which you did not understand, you take that Tzilad HaMemunusa on Pesach, and that's the matzah which you eat. And you take the Makifin and you make them Pnimin. That's Pshat and the Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava means you're working with the same stuff. That the matzah and the Sukkah is the same exact thing. It's called Lights of Emunah. But by Sukkot's time, in the beginning of the year, when you were just coming out of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you generated such a tremendous emunah on that day of Yom Kippur, you created a tremendous makifin. That's why you start to build the Sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Because you have to chaparayin. You have to make a chafza out of that stuff. And Sukkah is going to be the physical representation of the makifin which you made by Yom Kippur. Like, we ask ourselves, wouldn't it be nice to have, like, a month break to prepare for Sukkot properly? We have to have Yom Kippur. How are you supposed to prepare for Yom Kippur, for Sukkot, that 5 days later? So many things which need to be done. Wouldn't it be nice? But the Torah says no. It's that there is no Sukkot without Yom Kippur. This is like one long hemshech. Even in Pnimius, this is even in Halacha, there's ideas like that. It's just Keseder. You move from the Yom Kippur into the Sukkot. You created the Sukkot with your Yom Kippur. That's your emunah. You generated that emunah around you. That's the Sukkot which you sit in. That's your makifin. That's called your tzil de menusa. According to your emunah, that's where you sit. But already by Pesach time, it becomes older. And it's time for those makifin to come in. That's called taking that which is chitzonius and bringing it in pnimiistic. And creating room now for new makifin with Sukkot coming up. But if a person goes through the year properly, everything which he experiences is supposed to take that which is outside and bring it inside. That's called growth. I think that's perhaps why we recline by the Seder. We eat a behaseba, because haseba is also a lashon of being mesoyvev. What that shows is that we're taking the makifin. You eat the matzah behaseba means that you're taking the makifin, you're taking these oiris which surrounded you, which were soyvev you, and you're bringing them in as you eat the matzah. That's what it's showing. So therefore, by reclining, what you're doing is that you're accessing with your haseba the makifin, which is soyvev you, and you're making the pnimi when you eat the matzah. When we speak about Rabbi Munasecha and these makifin, and everybody has different makifin, what it means though in pnimius is a whole new world of emunah. Of course, we know Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder. We have to understand the Inyan of Eliyahu Navi at the Seder. And you can really understand the Inyan of Eliyahu Navi from how we begin davening every day. It's called Pesach Eliyahu. And the passages from the Zohar Kaddish, Eliyahu's introduction to the Zohar Kaddish. And we begin davening every day with this Pesach Eliyahu, many do. Because really, this is the fundamentals of emunah. And if yiligim or irkim is what's called chitzonios of emunah, then it's safe to say that the Pesach Eliyahu is called pnimius emunah. And what is pnimius emunah? So it's called Pesach Eliyahu. And he says as follows: Ribon am and antu chad, you are one. V'lo b'chushben, you're not one which is a number one. You are one, meaning essentially one. That there's no other number other than you. Antu ila al kol ilan, you are above everything which is high. Stima kol stima, and concealed beyond concealment. Less machshava tfisa beiklal, there's no machshava which can wrap its mind around you. Kaser elyon, magid merishas achres, you're able to see that which will come in the future. Ribon olamim, antu ila sa'ilos vesibas asibos, you are that which causes everything to happen. And if you're not here, then everything in this world is like a neshama without a guf. Or a guf without a neshama, that is. You run the world. He says you have chachma and you have das. And chakim, you are a chacham, but blah blah chachma, you don't know because of your chachma. You're a maven, but not because you need bina. You don't even have a name which is special to you. You're above all names. You didn't find that in the Gemal Ikrim. This is a different shpach altogether. What you do know from the Gemal Ikrim is that Hashem is one. But you don't have the hezber of what Hashem is one. That Hashem is the root of everything. There's no machshava which can understand him. Or a lashon of less asar panamine, that there's no place which exists other than you. That even in the empty voids of things, you're still there. Ikr d'chalamin, sharsha d'chalamin, the root of everything, the sharish of everything. called Pnimius Emunah. And the Gantz 11, the whole life, is to grow more and more in this Inyan of Emunah. Or if a person feels that if he says Yigimel Ikrim, he says, I believe this, I mamish believe it, but Emunah Shleim. Right? But the Emunah which Eliyahu is describing is an Emunah where he's being Masbir, the very first Emunah of Yigimel Ikrim, what it means that Hashem is one, and how to incorporate that into our lives, and we can forever, forever grow in that Emunah. The Kabbiner said, Kol Maaseyo Be'emunah. All of a man's ma'asim in this world are all should be towards growth in Emunah. And it makes a lot of sense. There's a perspective in Avodas Hashem which comes out from the deep teachings in Chassidus, which means to say that although you open up a sefer like Orcha Tzadikim and you look at all the different sharim there, the Shar of Simcha, Shar Busha, Shar Gaiva, Shar Nova, and it creates sometimes a big bilbul in Avodas Hashem, like what am I supposed to be focusing on? First needs a Rebbe to know. There's a certain mahalach, a certain Indian in Avodas Hashem in Pnimius, which means that all you need to focus on is Emunah. But not Emunah of Yigim Ikrim, but Emunah in the Inyanim which are being described by Pesach Eliyahu. That Hashem runs the world. That there's very little that man does in this world. That everything which goes on in this world is because Hashem does it. And the more that a person grows in his understanding of Hashem Echad, the more that his own gaiva starts to diminish and go like this. And that he doesn't have nisyonos anymore of kas, because he knows that Hashem runs the world. And it's not about gaiva anymore, because he knows there's no gaiva other than the Ribbono Shel's gaiva. There's no ani other than Hashem. Just think it through. Take the time to think it through and to understand that the more that you make the Ribbono Shel everywhere, and all that he's made out to be in the Sfar Magdashim, the more that a person doesn't have any issues at all. And when it becomes the root of all simcha. And you find this in Chassidus Shesvarim Keseder. And when you learn enough Chassidus Shesvarim, you start to say to yourself, everything is emunah? Like, everything? Like, simcha, emunah mevi'ili de simcha. Okay, right? Emunah mevi'ili de tefillah. Emunah mevi'ili de Torah. Emunah mevi'ili de chesed. Emunah mevi'ili de anava. Everything. It's like the one-stop shop. And the person says, like, is there a machlekes going on over here? This farm arguing with each other? Or maybe they all are in agreement? Or maybe you just come to the point where you just say, you throw up your hands and you're like, wow, Emunah is really the root of everything. Everything brings to from Emunah. Then you have to ask yourself, okay, what type of Emunah is this farm talking about? How come in the Chitzonis farm they don't speak of Emunah that way? There must be something about Emunah which is a different type of Emunah. It's not the Chitzonis Emunah. It's not Yirgim Ukim Emunah. It's Pnimius Emunah. The less has a part of me in Emunah. That Hashem is Echad v'loy b'chush ben d'gemunah. That type of Emunah will talk a bing to everything. And that's the gift of the night of the Seder. And I say it's mamish a gift. Because it's not something that a person can come to per se through contemplation. That's one rule. That's one way to do it, like the Masil Sharm says. Everything is through his boneness. But it really comes as a gift from Masha. The Rimmon never says, Pesach is a zman of gula shemer for Kol Yisrael. V'az mitznai seis emunas Yisrael, there's a hisnai tzitzis of emunas Yisrael, ad shi yecholim lavo la tachlis ha'idiyah ha'shlema ba'amitas mitzius Yisbarach Shema, to really truly know the Ribbono Shel Olam for who he is. Eichu soiviv kol almen m'malik kol almen v'les aser panamine. Oh. Pnimius emunah. That you'll come to such a busha to think machshava zaras, because you have a moon shleima that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows all machshavos. He says, and this is very powerful, it's a big chiddush. You have to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh to say a pshat like this. There is a moment at the night of the Seder that the Yidden were taken at that moment into a moon shleima. As it says, "Vayihi b'chatzi halayla," v'zeh hadavar hu nitzchi gam l'doros, and this exists for all generations. V'af athan, even now, says the Rimmonover, "Im yishmor ha'adam es asum mitchilas halayla mishum pniyam achshav azar." If a person goes into the night of the Seder, and he has makes it a leil shemurim, that he protects his thoughts from pniyos, which means for ulterior motives and machshav azaros on this night. Rak yamik es sichla b'machshavas kedoshus utaharos. And he that goes into a mikvah, machshavas kedoshas taharas in that night, achiyav ravos rega, and he comes to that moment and he's been pure the entire time, as yuchal lavo lamuna shlema, then he also will be zeichet to that amuna shlema that they didn't have when they left Mitzrayim. He says v'hadavar has a nitzchi b'chol shana v'shana. But if not for the fact that we have averos, which divide us between Hashem, our Father in Heaven, that we can't experience this halalai we should every single year. That regular rabbeisa is a gift. But if Hashem sees that a person on this night, that he's prepared himself, that he took it seriously, you remember saying that Hashem is giving matanas on the night of the Seder, that a person could be zeichet to this dose of emunah that they didn't have when they left Mitzrayim. And that's chayrus. That's called the moment of chayrus, the end of the Seder. Don't make a mistake to think that chayrus just means that when you leave, you're a free man. That's very chitzonius way. To be essentially free means that you have the nekuda of chayrus, the secret of chayrus, that you make a kinyan on that, and that's called emunah. There's no greater chayrus than knowing that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs everything. It's not chayrus to know that you have to do things. It's not chayrus to think that the world is in my hands and that things that it's up to me. That's scary. If you know that everything is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's a great loving God, and he's less has appointment, and everything is in his hands, and he's the one who's running everything, that's called chayrus. That's gewaldig. Somebody asked the visioner. He asked him, says he wants to know, he wants to see Eliyahu Navi. So he told him, when you believe Shemachus Baka Mashallah, the less Asa Paraminai, that's called Gili Eliyahu. That means you saw Eliyahu Navi. We make the mistake to think that Gili Eliyahu is like you see the face of Eliyahu Navi. That's true in Chitzonius. Most of the time we're not focused on seeing the face of Eliyahu Navi just to see his face. Right? If anybody wants to have Eliyahu Navi because he's curious to know what Eliyahu Navi looks like, I guarantee you will not see Eliyahu Navi. The tzaddikim didn't want to see Eliyahu Navi in order to see what he looked like. They can make a picture. They wanted to see Eliyahu Navi because they wanted to learn from Eliyahu Navi. Like you see in the Gemara, they went to different Amorayim, they would see Eliyahu Navi, and they would ask him questions in Inyanim, and he had all the answers. Tishbi Tars Kushas Vibayas. That his Torah is completely clean and pure of all steers and kashas. That's what they wanted to know. They wanted answers to the Shailas. But more than that, they wanted to have a behiris and understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the Gemara, they wanted to answer questions to the Shailas and Halacha. In the Zohar Kaddish, they wanted to know Inyanim and Pnimis. Inyanim Vemuna. That's what Bishul wanted to know. So this chitzonius of Eliyahu Navi and this pnimius. Pnimius really means a concept. That if a person understands more and more the last asa panamine, that Hashem runs the show and there's nothing other than him, mamash nothing other than him, and there's nothing in this world which he doesn't fill that space. That's called Gili Eliyahu. So many times we open up the door, Eliyahu Navi, and when you're a kid, you're hoping that your eyes will behold Eliyahu Navi, and every year you're disappointed. Where's Eliyahu Navi? The disappointment is good. That disappointment is good. The fact that you want to see Eliyahu with your eyes, it's childish. And unfortunately, there's grown men that they're doing the same things they did as children. And they don't understand the opening of the door of Eliyahu Navi any different than they did as elementary school kids. And perhaps it's the same is true by us. That we think that we're going to open the door and there's going to be a man walking through the door. That's only true about like the Maggid from Mezrich and the Chozer from Lublin. Come on. The people that throughout the year they had interactions with Eliyahu Navi, so that he came to visit the Mosul El Seder. at the Maisa with the Chayitza from the wind. There was, I think it was from Aaron. Maybe it was Rav Meir from Parmeshlan, the first Rav Meir from Parmeshlan. I think that one time Eliyahu Navi came to see him, and he came, but like very quickly, and he said, he has to go. He said, Eliyahu said, I'm sorry, I have to go. So he says, Rebbe, what's the rush this year? What's going on? Like, you mind if you just got here? He said, no, the Chayitza just got up, and he's opening the door, and I got to be there for the Chayitza. The Chayitza is a tzaddik there. Cannot be there when the Chayitza opens the door. For these tzaddikim, it's shy. But for us, Eliyahu Navi is the bechina primis of Eliyahu Navi, which means to say that there's a gili of certain inyanav and emunah that a Jew is zeichet to, and that's what the Rimmon number is talking about. That's called gili Eliyahu. It's like a flash of that gili, and that's really what he's talking about. In primis, what the Rishonim is talking about is called the gili Eliyahu. That a person is zeichet to primis inyanav and emunah that Hashem gives him as a matana. He's a gift for the neshama. Where do you go for emunah of less asa panamile? That's what it means, that there's no place that Hashem doesn't occupy. That means that my gaiva is stepping on his toes, kivyachal. That a person has to be memayit himself in order to understand who Hashem really is. These are called gifts from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's called gilui Eliyahu. That's called the rega of emunah that a person can be zeichet to the night of the Seder. You know the story of the Noni Yehuda. That he was once at the Seder, and when he opened the door, he would say, Baruch Abba, Eliyahu, Baruch Abba. And then he would say, Shvei Chamascha, and then he would walk him out. He would literally walk Eliyahu out. So that all the Enoch thought for sure that the father has Gil Eliyahu. He said, I don't have Gil Eliyahu. But by me, if Chazal say that there's a Eliyahu and he comes, then he comes. And I walk him out because I know that he's there. Rabbi Yisachar Dov Belzer, also, he said once had a grandchild that he opened the door, and he was the child was disappointed. Like we said, it's a very good thing. He says, "Where Eliyahu Navi?" So he said, "Don't worry." He says, "Having emunah and the coming of Eliyahu is even bigger than seeing Eliyahu Navi." And there are tzaddikim nowadays who see Eliyahu. Of course, he was one of them. He says, "But you should know that your emunah that he comes is bigger than the tzaddikim who could see." Or like the Kotzker who said that Eliyahu doesn't come through the door; he comes through the heart. The doors of the heart, that's how he enters. It's inyonim, it's childish. It's moichin de katnas to think that all you want to do is see the face of Eliyahu Navi. You want what he wants, he doesn't want that he should be seen. He wants to teach you inyonim of emunah. And if you believe in that Eliyahu Navi is there, that's also called Gili Anav. Because he was just begala with you more emunah. That's what he wants to do. There's another Indian from the Rishonim about Eliyahu Navi. Somebody once asked the Rishonim about Gili Eliyahu. And the Rishonim said, I don't know how it's shaykh to have Gili Eliyahu. He says, since Malach HaLaretz Kavodah, everywhere there's Ribbono Shel Olam, how could you see Eliyahu Navi if Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere? So tief. It says so much about the Seder night. And what that means about the Seder night is that there's so many things going on in the Seder night. You could be caught up in the Maggid, you could be caught up in the Matzah, and you could be so caught up in Gilui Eliyahu that you forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's not what Eliyahu wants. Eliyahu wants that he should become so bottle that all you see is Ribbono Shel Olam, don't even see him anymore. So there are people that all they want to do is see Eliyahu, but to see the Ribbono Shel Olam's face, they don't want to see. They don't even think about seeing. We should see with our own eyes. Panam panam di bar shami machem. That's the highest level of Gili Eliyahu. When the whole Indian of Gili Eliyahu becomes bottle to the Gili of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Rishonim was saying. He says by big tzaddikim Gili Eliyahu is considered to be secondary and bottle to the Gili of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Eliyahu wants. Once you come to Gili Eliyahu, what he wants is that you should be makir that there's less hasar panim, and don't stop there. This is not that you've reached the top of the mountain. If you have Gili Eliyahu, what you really need is Gili Ribbono Shel Olam. When I become bottled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. That's really one of the reasons why Eliyahu doesn't appear nowadays at all. Because what we need in these generations is Rav Emunah Secha, not to just be maspik. It shouldn't be enough for us, just small and yonim. Everything should be, we should be a big she'ifas for big things. The big in yonim of Emunah. Bless us upon him, Yineh. with the night of Emunah, and it's a whole tkufa of Emunah. Not chitzonis Emunah, but chitzonis which becomes pnimius, and the pnimius which is a real pnimius, lasas apanamine. I thought to say that's also pshat, why we don't make a bracha of mezonos. And really, most of the brachas which we make on the night of the Seder, and throughout Pesach, is shakon and bivar. That's like the ikar bracha. Shakon and bivar means that that's the biggest emunah of that bracha. Not just that Hashem is bari pi adama, not that it's bari pi eitz. Shakon and bivar means that Hashem makes everything. It's a big chizik. So we'll conclude by saying that this is very important nekuda as we come towards the Seder, making final hachanas before the Seder. So a person should have things clear from the beginning as to like what he's in for. Of course it's a night of matzah, it's a night of avokosos. All these things have to be seen as not just as pratim, not as just like you're bouncing from one thing to the next. It has to be in a total framework. And when you have a framework, you have a Seder. And there's a Seder to things. And you know the map. The map is about Amunah. Derech Amunah Bacharti. Baruch should help us. At the night of the Seder, when we come in, the way we come in should be not the way we come out. Like coming to Shabbos, we say, Toich Emunah Yom Skula. You go into it with Emunah, you come into Shabbos. And Pesach is called the Shabbos. But there's very big things going on, like we said before. It's called the Sudasa, the Kucha Baruch Shchinte. It's something very magnificent taking place. There's some Yichud which is taking place at the night of the Seder. There's big Giluyim, and those Giluyim are Giluyim of Emunah. Less us upon him, and Hashem is giving gifts. And we're not be zeichet, but Yidden also weren't zeichet to leave Mitzrayim. We weren't zeichet to leave Mitzrayim. But Hashem had to send a big kedusha to take him out of a deep dark place. And that same dose, that huge dose of kedusha, Hashem is giving us on the night of the Seder. Like the Rebbe never says, it's repeating itself. And the Elyon coming to Seder has a lot to do with that. Hashem should help us that our hearts should be open. Should mechazik ourselves in ikers of the Seder. Like the women of the saying, it's not just a trick. You know, if you come into the Seder with thoughts of Emunah and Kedush and Tara, you'll be zeichet to this big present at the end. That's not that he's trying to tell you that this is the ikr. Is that the whole framework of the night should be a framework with that in mind. It just led us, if we have to say this one last story of the visioner. Seems like he's the main character tonight, Lahavdil. That once there were some tzaddikim had different inyanim when it came to having guests by the Seder. Some they had guests, some they didn't have guests. So, but the Rishiner, he didn't want that people should be by his Seder. But there were certain chassidim who came from far, and he couldn't reject them, so he said, okay, stay by the Seder. So he said, I'll allow you to stay here on one condition. That you don't disturb me with your machshavas raos and your machshavas zaros. You can come to the Seder. So they were, of course, very spooked out about that, and they were very afraid that that the Rishon knows their machshavas and he would be very sensitive to whatever thoughts that they were thinking. So they all sat there like this at the Seder, like this. They shouldn't disturb the Rishon's kavanas. At the end, after the Seder, they asked the other, "What were you thinking the entire time?" The entire time I was just thinking Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You're thinking that? I was thinking that. They're all thinking Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then they realized that the reason why they were thinking is because the Rishiner brought down such a Kedusha on that night. He brought down such a Gilui Hashem Echad on that night that they were Nishba from him. But what he wanted that they should be Kedim to receive that. So he said, just watch your Machshavos. And they did so. And they were Zeichet to that Rega. And that's really the ikr. The whole ikr is to be zeichet to these gifts of Emunah. And that should be the framework going in. There's going to be people sitting at the Seder who are going to be lost in the whole tahlich of the Seder. If Emunah, if it's not a night, if there's not the background of a Rav Emunah Secha, then we could be lost at the Seder. Even though we may know the Seder completely, say it by heart, Kadosh Yurchatz Karvas Yachatz, we know exactly what to do, what we're supposed to do. But if it's not in the framework of a certain oneness, of a backdrop, the whole set is totally fine, but if the background is not right, then everything is one big billable. It has to be that a person has to know that it's a night of Emunah. Hashem is giving up big gifts on the night of the Seder. Hashem should have us, we should be zeichet for that. the emunah that we walked in with, we should be zechet the higher levels of emunah, that all the makifim should become premium, we should be zechet to become all the mitzvahs b'shemes, with that we zechet to emunah shlema, rabba b'nesnecha, zechet to not just gili deo, but molech l'arz kevayda dikav giluyim, v'yizkayot zedek me'avein l'amah.